Hello, my name is Ashley Jones and I'm the Regional Fraud Protect Advisor and I work at the Southwest Regional Organised Crime Unit. It is my job to help people avoid becoming victims of fraud because fraud, well, it's undoubtedly the biggest crime type that we have here in the UK. In fact, 34% of all crime recorded in the UK in the last 12 months was fraud in nature. Now, fraud will enter your life in many different ways, but the most common route that you'll encounter a fraud is on your telephone. So please, when that phone rings, just remember the person on the other end may not be who they say they are. Now, people lose vast amounts of money to fraud, even the most intelligent and switched on people, because frauds today can be expertly delivered to us by the criminals who, in some cases, you know, the interaction can be almost like a theatrical performance to get you to believe the deception that they're trying to spin for us, to lure us into that trap. So today I'm going to give you my golden tips to help you avoid fraud in your life. Now, the first tip, and probably the most important that I can give you is, and we've all heard it before, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Now, if I was to come to your home and tell you that, you know, I've brought a cake, and this cake is fantastic to eat, it's marvellous, and you can eat as much of this cake as you like, and you're not going to gain any weight at all. In fact, it will help you to lose weight. The chances are, you know, you are an intelligent person, you will know, unfortunately, that you cannot eat cake and lose weight. And, you know, your instinct will tell you that that's just something that can't happen. And the same goes for frauds. If somebody tells you that you've won a competition that you don't remember entering, that a relative that you've never heard of has died and left you a substantial inheritance, or any number of financial situations that may, you know, unfold in front of you. If they tell you this, and it's unbelievable, it's fantastic news, the truth is, it's probably too good to be true. So please, follow your instincts, and if you get a sense that something isn't right, it's a little bit strange, it's too good to be true, well, go with that instinct. Another thing which we often see in frauds is the pressure of time being applied to people to get them to make errors of judgment. Now, us human beings, we are not great at making decisions under pressure, and criminals know this. They will make up scenarios which will make it appear as if we have to make financial decisions right here and right now. A very common one is where you'll get a phone call from somebody who tells you they work for the tax office and that there's been a misunderstanding or a mistake and you have failed to pay your taxes correctly at some point in your life. Not necessarily now, but they'll tell you at some point in your life. And in order to right that situation, they require you to make a payment there and then, possibly using your credit card. And if you fail to make that payment, well, they're going to issue a High Court writ to recover your possessions to cover the cost of that payment. And of course, this is designed to make you feel deeply under pressure, very much concerned of what will happen, and then you reach for your credit card and offer that payment before you've had time to think about it. I can tell you, of course, the tax office will never give you that sort of telephone call. And if anybody tries to force you to make a instinctive, spontaneous decision when it comes to a financial, an important financial matter, please proceed with extreme caution. There's a high chance that it may be a fraud. Now, another situation that we're less likely to do in the modern era, and that's pay for large things, expensive things, using cash money, because cash money is becoming less frequently a desirable way of paying for things, you know, especially during the pandemic. People don't want money. So if somebody enters your life and they tell you that, you know, they want to, they're going to build that shed that you've always wanted in the garden, but they will only accept payment for it using cash money, well, that is slightly suspicious because, you know, once you pay something with cash, it's very difficult for us to trace, track, and recover that money if something goes wrong. So please be very careful. If somebody, you know, asks you to pay for a large item using cash and will only accept cash, it's very suspicious. And I've said it once, I'll say it again. Proceed with extreme caution. Now, another thing we never much should be doing these days, and that's paying for things in an unusual way. So if we've, you know, commissioned some goods or services, and the people that we're, you know, buying from insist that we make payment by perhaps going to the post office and transferring money via a Western Union bank account somewhere. Or if they ask us to pay using Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, or some other form of unusual method of payment, like gift vouchers, typically Amazon or Apple iTunes gift vouchers. These are favoured methods of payment for criminals because they're very hard to trace. Once the transaction has taken place, you know, the money has moved on. It's been laundered effectively. So please, if somebody asks you to pay for something in that manner, it's very suspicious. Now, another thing we should never be doing, and that is giving our financial details to anybody who telephones us and asks for them, out of the blue, unsolicited. I'll give you an example. So say you're at home one day, the phone rings, and a person on the phone tells you they work for your electricity company. They tell you that something has gone wrong with your quarterly direct debit. The payment for your electricity bill hasn't been received. They require you to just sort that payment out for them, and it's okay because they can do it over the phone right now. All they need you to do is read back your bank account number, your sort code, and lots of other financial information to them over the phone so that they can check that direct debit is all working correctly. Please be very careful. We do not know the origin of that telephone call, even though the person is telling us they're from the electricity company or any utility company. We have no idea where they really are. They could be on the other side of the world, and that phone call could be totally spurious, intended to just steal our financial information. Because remember, fraudsters are not just trying to steal your money, they are equally trying to steal your personal information and your financial details. So we should never be revealing our financial matters or personal information to unsolicited, unexpected callers to our home, regardless of who they say they are during that call. Now remember, you can always ask for a second opinion if somebody rings you and they put pressure on you to make a financial transaction. Speak to a friend, relative, carer, somebody you can trust in some organization that you're involved with. Never just instinctively send that money away without having time to think about it properly. It's really important. And you can share that decision with somebody else you trust. I always say to people, at the very least, if you're about to make a financial transaction, always make sure you have plenty of time to think about it. Now, the old saying, you know, sleep on it overnight is a great saying. But of course, in many of these financial situations I've talked about, they'll be high pressure. Somebody will be, you know, laying the pressure on you to make this decision right now, or something bad will happen. They'll tell you that your electricity supply will be cut off, or, you know, they'll be sending the bailiffs to recover, property to the value of the bill, which is outstanding. But, you know, always take time to think about it. If, at the very least, tell them that you need to, you know, take some medication, answer the front door, do whatever you need to do to get yourself a buffer of time so you can think about it and get your thoughts in order. Even if it just means making a cup of tea, that 10 or 15 minutes that the cup of tea process takes gives you time to get your thoughts straight and you can make a logical decision. And never, ever, please don't report it if you think you've made an error of judgment and you may be involved in a fraud or scam. Say, for instance, you've taken that phone call from the utility company and in a moment of weakness, you did provide your financial details to the caller. As soon as you put your phone down, you realize you shouldn't have done that. What should you do? Well, you pick up the telephone and you ring your bank immediately because your bank are the custodians of your finances. They can put a block on your account to stop things moving in or out. And even if money has begun to move from your account, they can stop it and draw that money backwards. So please, do not suffer in silence. If you've made an error of judgment, or even if you're not certain that you may have made an error of judgment, ring your bank. And then once you've rung your bank, ring Action Fraud, which is the National Fraud Reporting Line for the United Kingdom. Its number is 0300 123 2040. That's 0300 123 2040. They can take the information and they will pass it to the local police, who can assist you with some victim support, or they may be able to investigate if your money has been, you know, stolen within this country. But please do not suffer in silence. And I will leave you with one analogy, a thought in your mind just to galvanize your thoughts. I'd like you to imagine for one moment that you are a gazelle on the plains of Africa, and you're having a happy life on the plains. And one day you look down and you see a leopard creeping through the long grass towards you. Now, you've never seen a leopard before, you're a young gazelle, and you don't know what it intends to do, but something inside you instinctively tells you to run in the opposite direction as fast as you can. And that sense inside you is, of course, your instinct. The instinct prevents the gazelle from becoming the leopard's lunch. When it comes to fraud, your instinct can also protect you. If you get the feeling that something is out of place, unusual or odd in any way about this phone call or this interaction you're having in which somebody is asking you for your personal information or your financial details, please follow your instinct, make like a gazelle, and run in the opposite direction as fast as you can. Now, for you, that means just putting the phone down, ending the conversation, and deleting that email, whatever you need to do to protect yourself from that situation. That way, you can protect yourself from becoming the leopard's lunch and from becoming the victim of a fraud. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this short but, you know, relatively concise fraud safety advice I've given you today. If you have, please stay safe, and I hope to speak to you again very soon.